Okay, the Gemara comes to a maskana from Pshat in the Braisa. Braisa of Heish Yashal Sarsal Echad. The Gemara answers now that's a different case. Leitzricha, the Bahadi Gesamach Behutavar, by leaning on them, he broke it. Maldetemo, Shita Maldetemo, Kaychei Lav Kegufei Dami. I would think Kaychei Lav Kegufei Kamash Shalom, Kaychei Kegufei Dami. Kol Hecha De Gufei Tavar, Kaychei Nami Tavar. So the Gemara here is saying that five people are sitting on a bench, and this Papa Baraba came along and he held them down, and pressed them down maybe. Kamash Malan, Kaychei Kegufei Dami. Now, there are two problems with the Gemara. One problem is what the Kamash Malan of Kaychei Kegufei is. Gemara said earlier, Kaychei Kegufei is Pshita. So that's the first thing that needs Hasbir. Obviously, the answer will be that this is a new Geder of Kaychei Kegufei, which we have to understand what's the new Geder here. So what's the case? The Gemara is a little unclear about what the case is. It's clear there were four or five people sitting on Heshi Yashua Sarsalecha, and then another person came along, and he didn't just sit on the bench, but he was Samach on the other five, and now it broke. So what exactly is the case here of Kaychei? What is the Kaychei of this Braisa? What's the case? Let's say the first five people were sitting there, each weighed 100 pounds. So the first five are 500 pounds. And Papa Baraba is also 500 pounds. So if he sits down, so the Gemara said that, at least like Rashi, that all the other five should have stood up. So then they'd all be chayv. The Braisa says only the last one is chayv. So it can't be talking in that case. So Gemara says it must be talking in a case where Papa Baraba did what? He put kayach on the other five. So I'm not sure how to understand what does it mean he put kayach on the other five. It just means he stopped them from standing up, or it means he pressed down. So what's the case? You could understand the Gemara. He just stopped the other five from getting up. It prevented them from standing up. And now it broke. So that's called Kaychei Kegufei Dami. If he prevents them from standing up, that's Kaychei. I guess that's one way to learn. But it's a little hard to understand what it means, Kaychei Kegufei Dami. Well, what kayach did he do? He stopped them from getting up. That's Grama Shalai. Kaychei? That's Kaychei. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asks, if you would have a pot of food on the stove on Shabbos, someone put raw food on the stove, it's going to cook. So someone wants to take it away. If you stop the person from taking it away, you're chayef for cooking. You're just stopping him, you're not doing anything, you're just preventing him. It's not a maase, that's kaychei. Someone wants to lift a pot off the stove, and I just put my hand on top, and now he can't lift it up. So that's Kaychei Kegufei Dami. You'll have to understand that that's Pshat in the Gemara. So it's hard to understand. That's the question. What does Nismach Alayim mean? Nismach literally means he leaned on them.
How would it roll without
them? It would not have broken. It's not just his physical weight, it's his additional pressure that he put on it. So it sounds like. So he, with 1,000 pounds, also wouldn't have broken. Just he put additional pressure. If a person weighs 1,000 pounds, he could put more pressure by pushing. The person has the ability to put additional pressure. So it means it broke because of his additional pressure. It broke because of his added pressure. So there has nothing to do with the other five people. So what does that have to do with the other five? You just put more pressure on it. What?
It was going to break eventually.
It was going to break in 2 hours. And now it broke quickly because he put pressure on it. So what does that have to do with the first five? You could just have a case where he put pressure on a bench to break it and it broke.
It's a great class of people, so I think it doesn't charge those people.
Because eventually it was a break anyways. So he didn't do anything, and technically it was capable of being broken.
So the chiddush is that what? The chiddush is that when he put more pressure, that that's called koichah. If a person jumps on something, someone can support your weight, but if you're going to jump, it's going to register a higher weight. So that's the chiddush. If that's the whole chiddush that the Braisa intended, it's also a little hard to understand why you need five more people. Just tell me that if a person puts pressure on something, that is chayiv.
Over here, you can't put more pressure than he weighs by leaning on it.
A person is capable of putting more pressure.
By leaning?
By pressing.
Eventually you'll pick yourself up. If you press more than you weigh, you're going to pick yourself up. By jumping, it's have to wait because you have the gravity helping. But by pushing, balancing, you can't put more than your weight.
Personal exerts force. Can't exert more force than his weight without a nice up pounding. So what's the case here? There are a number that the Svarim that remain in the Tzarachian. I see the Chazainish remains in the Tzarachian, Rishon Zalman remains in the Tzarachian. And what the case here exactly is, what this Kaifei Kagufei case is. It's a little hard to say for sure what the case is. But I would suggest a Mahalach. I don't know if it's right as pshat in the Gemara, but it's certainly a right pshat. So what I'm telling you is based on a ktsais. I'll tell you the ktsais, and if it's pshat in the Gemara, I'm not 100% sure. There's a machlaikis ktsais nesivis. Just onto machlaikis. If their case is that you have a person, he's a worker, and you hire him to schlep packages for you. So you take a bundle and you put it on his back. He collapses, he's ready to go to the hospital, you're massacring. It was too much weight. So the Gemara says that you're chayiv. Gemara Matzias says, if you do something like that, you're chayiv. You put too much weight on him. The Gemara says, he should have told you to stop. So the Gemara says that he thought if you're putting the weight, you know what you're doing. And if it's hard for him, it's just a chol shabalma, and he thought he could support it. But you, by putting the weight on his back, you're chayiv for the hezek. What mazik is that? Which mazik is it? If you take something heavy, you take a big heavy rock, and you put it on someone's back, and chalilah, he gets hurt. How do you understand that? Well, I love to ask a person. You can have a case with a table. First takes a big heavy rock and he puts it on the table and the table breaks. Which mazik is that mazik of the person who puts the weight there? There are two possibilities. Either or. Which one? Which mazik is it? What do you say?
Garmi.
So that means it's an Adam. It's Garmi. In other words, the Ktsais learns that that's Adam HaMazik. The person putting it there is Adam HaMazik. If it breaks right away when you put it down, it's Mamish Adam HaMazik. If it breaks an hour later, so that's a Gairim, that's Garmi. That's what the Ktsais says. Ktsais says it's Adam HaMazik. The Ktsais learns in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Shin Ches Siv Zayin. And the Ktsais learned there that it's Adam HaMazik. And if the person put the rock on the worker, or the weight on the worker, and the worker collapsed, he's chayiv nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, and baishas. He's chayiv all five Adam HaMazik, he's chayiv everything. It's all five mazikim. The Nesivis disagrees. The Nesivis, in Sivkot and Gimel, in Shinchera Sivkot and Gimel, said the Ktsais learns it's Adam HaMazik, and he says it's Mamon HaMazik. I didn't break it. I placed something down, and the thing I put down weighed too much, and it was Mazik. It's Mamon HaMazik, and it's Potter on Tzari Peshevus and Baishas. Not only that, it comes out of Nafkamina if you're an Einus. if you're chayim. What?
The person loading up, the person putting the rock on the table, that would be his rock. The rock of hefker,
That's an interesting question. What the din will be according to the sefer of a rock shel hefker? I'll tell you why in a minute. When that's what it says in the sefer. The sefer says it's mamon hamazik, so it says it's adam hamazik. When the sefer says it's mamon hamazik, it doesn't explain which mamon hamazik it is. That's interesting. There's a arsa meyach in hilchas chirus, perek dalet halacha zayin. The arsa meyach says the same as in the sefer. He's going on exactly the same case. He quotes the same ramban. It's like the sefer is the same, and he says that it's the mazik of bar. It's a mazik of bar. It's the money a mazik of bar. He put his mammon down and he broke it. It's interesting that he considers it bar. They're talking when you put it on a person and the person collapses. He says it's a mazik of bar. L'chaira, if I understand him correctly, it comes out from the sivis, like the arsenech at least, that if you put a rock on someone's table and it breaks the table, it's your potter, because bar is potter on kalim. So they're talking when you put it on a person, and the person collapsed. So then you're chayiv, it's bar. But if you hold if it's bar, then if you put it on a table and the table collapsed, l'chari yipat l'gamri. Comes out of machlekes mekotze l'kotze. According to the Ktsais, it's Adam Amazik. According to the Ktsais, even if you're an Oinus, you're Chayiv. Because Adam is Chayiv, Adam is Loimam. Adam is Chayiv even on Oinusim. Like the Nesivis Ar Sameach, it's not Adam Amazik, it's Mamad Amazik. It's Pater on Oinusim. And more than that, be Pater Legamri on Kalim. If you're Hesheya. Interesting Machloikis. It's hard, straight and svara, to see if we should consider it more adam amazik, more mamon amazik. We know if you take a hammer and you break something, we know that that's adam amazik. When you put something down and the weight of the thing itself breaks it, that's the shayla. The shayla is the weight of the rock that broke it. I just put the rock there. So that's the nidoing that the Nesivis Tzais are arguing about. A typical Ktsais Nesivis Machlaikis, where it's not the person could argue on either side, is it Adam Amazik or is it Mammon Amazik?
After it happened a little while later, it didn't happen.
Well, if it happened later, so it's still Adam, it's just Gami. And the Ktsais is still Bar. But, if it happens instantly. Well, if it happens like a hammer, do me the hammer, just putting it down. Okay, now. Yeah, but if it happens this split second, then it's as nice as like banging a hammer. Okay, now, yeah. What's the nidoin? The nidoin is when I put someone else's weight on something, is that koichi? When I put my weight on something, I bang with a hammer, if it's my weight, my energy, then it's Adam, that's for sure. When Adam is mazik with somebody else's weight, with the rock's weight, is that Adam being mazik or is that the rock? The person made the weight be there, but the weight is what caused the hezik, not the koyach of the person. It wasn't the energy of the person, like when you throw a rock through a window. It seems to be that's what the Ktsais is arguing about. The Ktsais holds that even if I do it with somebody else's weight or rock's weight, it's still my ma'aser. And the Sivis apparently holds, no, kaychay is the person's kayach, not the weight of the rock. Like the Ktsais, who holds that if you put someone else's weight on something and cause it to break something, it's adam ha'mazik, it's kaychay. L'chayra, he could learn that that's pshat in this Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara of Samach Alayu is avad that means that Papa Barabba sat down also. Because otherwise, Shlomo Zalman's right. Just told people they can't get up. That's not a ma'aser. He sat down also. See, he caused now the scale to go, till now it was 500 pounds on the bench, now it's 1,000 pounds. It's going to break within an hour. See, he sat down also. The only thing is, they should have to get up. He prevented them, Samach Alayah prevented them from getting up. That Maisa that he did to make it weigh 1,000 pounds, even though 500 of the pounds are someone else's pounds, if they could get up, he wouldn't be responsible for them. But since he prevented them from getting up, he is made it go from 500 pounds to 1,000 pounds. He made it go from 500 to 1,000, so therefore the whole 1,000 pounds is his kayach. The whole, if he would have sat down first, the 500 pound man sat down first, and then the five of them sat down, he prevented them from getting up, I think he'd be part of it. Because that's just mitzamtzem, that's just holding them down. But yeah, he's the one that made it go from 500 to 1,000 pounds. Now, there's a tefillah on them, they should have gotten up. But that is not tefillah. He prevented them from getting up. So the whole 1,000 pounds is considered kaychai. The whole 1,000 pounds is his kayach. He made it go from 501 pounds to 1,000. He's responsible for the whole weight. And even though it's someone else's weight, he's causing someone else's weight to contribute to his weight, to make a break. But that's the saying. If you're responsible for someone else's weight, it's your responsibility. It's kaychai. The time of Shem Zaman, that there's no ma'aser, the way I understand, the second person sitting is the ma'aser. The only need it is, why is he responsible for the first 500 pounds? The answer is, because he prevented them from getting up. And the chiddush is that 500 pounds is kaychai.
And
if he broke the second he sat down, then it's pshita.
Right, so I'm saying then the Gemara didn't have to say that he
didn't. The Gemara wants a chiddush. The Gemara said pshita. Right, the bias is not tough. Break him up, sheet, or if you guys sheet
it
before.
If you force them down, there's still no chiddush. It's still not good.
The chiddush, if as soon as he sat down it broke, there's no chiddush.
Right, and there's still no chiddush.
In this case, there's a very big chiddush. I'll tell you why. The sivus with l'chayra hold, that's not even true. I sat down, I prevented them from getting up. I'm responsible for my 500 pounds. He's responsible. They're responsible for their 500 pounds. We broke it together.
You would have time, even though they couldn't get up, that they're responsible.
Yeah, because if you prevent someone from getting up, it's not your maisa. It's not your maisa. You're just preventing them from getting up. Maybe it's a grammar. Maybe it's less than a grammar.
So which weight is the koicha?
What?
Which weight is the koicha?
The weight from 501 pounds to 1,000 pounds is considered kaychai. And the first 500, he's responsible for too. They're not his ma'aser. But they're still considered to be his responsibility. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The taina on the first 500 pounds is that it's not his ma'aser. That's what Shem Zalman's taina. I'm saying the Derech Efshir. I'm not sure.
You could say that all the way in the beginning. You say that when he sat down, where we say pshita, if not for him, it wouldn't have broken. Saying when he sat down, he broke it. That was kaychai.
As soon as he sat down, it broke. So the first time was pshita. Where's the other day? That's pshita. If he sits down himself and breaks it before they have a chance to get up. So the problem is that's a case of pasha.
But it's telling us a chiddush gufa, the same way adding the extra 500.
Is it a chiddush that his own weight is kigufa? It's mamish gufa. His own weight.
Here
it's more of a chiddush because he's responsible for the first 500 pounds.
Why is it more kaycha? And then why is it?
He caused the same way when I put a rock on a table. Why is it kaycha? I didn't need any weight. I just put it there. But the weight that I put is my responsibility. Here also, the first 500 pounds is my responsibility. It's not my ma'aser. Alright, so that's why the case is he sat down last. So he did a ma'aser.
So the first 500 pounds, but he didn't do anything. So he just kept
that's
it.
That's right.
So
he's chayf, he wouldn't be chayf, he's missing a ma'aser. But since he sat down second, that's his ma'aser.
But how is it kaychai? We're trying to find the kaychai.
Because without it, if not for kaychai, he would be pata, because he only put 500 pounds. He wouldn't be pata, he'd be equally responsible. He put 500 pounds and I put 500 pounds.
In the beginning, to tell us the kaychai to gufa, to tell us the kaychai.
What case would you tell me?
Case,
his own weight, without their weight?
Yeah, that is said, without him, wouldn't have broken. With his weight, with their weight, would have supported it.
In that case, he's only half responsible. Because he's half the weight, they're half the weight. Well, mine is 1,000 pounds. He's 500, they're 500. They're all responsible. Right? If they could have gotten up. No, Murray is. Okay, we had a Gemara says Pshita Yischayev. With them, nothing would have happened, and he sat down afterwards. So, and now Rashi learns, but that's the Machlokes Rashi in the Torah, right? Rashi learns that in the Maskana, there also, they respond. They should have gotten up. They're equally responsible, right? That's the Gra Gimel. Now the Gemara is saying they're saying it about that also, that they're all equally responsible. And it's true. The Torah and Mukiyas say that they don't have to get up. Because they didn't dawn on them that there's a hezek here. Okay, so that's exactly the reason why they're putting.
But telling us the chiddush of Chayei Gufoy that he sat down. You're saying that him sitting down is the thing. Anytime, every time you say that when he sat down, it's the koichle.
When he sat down itself, that's pshita, it's koichle. The chiddush is that samach alayim. That their weight is also his responsibility.
The chiddush here is Chayei Gufoy.
Chayei Gufoy goes with a whole 1,000 pounds.
So when he sits down,
that's pashit. If he sits down, that's mamish gufa. The chiddush is that the five people whose weight he held down is also kaychay. That Rav Shem Zalman would agree with. He just asked, there's no mice. So we're saying that the mice is what happens here.
Kaychay is one thing, the mice is something else.
Because that mice itself didn't break it. He's only chayef as kaychay kagufa. That mice, his 500 pounds itself, went to broken.
He can do a mice with a kaychay. His
mice is a we did a mice hezek. They did a mice hezek together. If he's responsible for the first 500 pounds, then he'll be.
There's a koicha and the mice hezek. It's two different.
Can I ask you a question? If there would have been a rock on the bench and he would sit down afterwards, he's responsible. Yeah, he's responsible. There's no time that they should have gotten up.
Okay, but that's the koicha kibufa because he sat down and broke it.
In Achinami, if it's not people, then there's no, kaiche. Then it's just the mitzvahs. In Achinami, here it's kaiche is because he prevents them from getting up. By preventing them from getting up, that's kaiche. That's kaiche kagufa. That's why he's responsible for their weight also. The taina is that there's no ma'aseh. So I'm telling you, the ma'aseh is that he went to the second. What Yankee's timing is that if he holds them down, they're like a rock that's there from before. The way I understand the chiddush is that if you cause the weight to be there, that's also your mask. I'm open to any other suggestion here in the Gemara. Definitely an added chiddush of kaychei kagufa. The question is what the gather of this chiddush is exactly. The Gemara comes to its fifth case. Vesuleka v'ikah d'tanya. Yikah asar b'nei yadam be'esam haklois. Bein b'vasachas bein b'zachazel. Meis kula p'turim. It's a little hard to understand. Obviously the person was still alive when the tenth person hit him. So this, I'll talk about the sugya. I just don't understand why the tenth person is potter for misa. If somebody goes to the hospital and somebody has a geisus, he got beat up, he's a geisus, he's going to die in 5 minutes. Someone shoots him in the head, he's chayav misa. If you kill a geisus, he's chayav also. A geisus, a person is in a coma, he's dying, he's also chayav misa. How you get a geisus, he's chayav misa. So I don't understand here. I saw Ramesha yesterday, Kasha, I didn't understand his teretz. Just what's pshat in the Tanakama, kulam pturim? The Gemara is going to deal with Rabbi Yisrael. What does it mean? Yikoh asar b'nei adam b'esa maklois, bein basachas, that I understand, bein b'zachazeh umeis, kulam pturim. I don't understand, by zachazeh, 10 people hit him. So the 10th person says, I'm potter, it could be he would have died from the first 9. So what if he would have died from the first 9? So this I don't have a pshat.
Maybe he died on the last one, or you just lost him to him before he died.
He was the last one to hit him before he died.
Did he die from that last one?
But the last one definitely contributed something.
Did he die right now?
Maybe it means he died an hour later. But then the last makkah didn't contribute to it.
So I just think it's a geyser, the guy is 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes.
Unless it's a suffix, if the last person's hitting contributed to his death, that could be. No, but then Rabbi Yehuda Maseir wouldn't argue. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Maseir wouldn't argue if it's a suffix if the 10th person contributed. So, alright, this kasha needs a yeshuv. I don't know, maybe. Okay. Anyway, that's the Tanakhama. Our Gemara is focusing on Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, right? Rabbi Zacha Zach Mechayim. So we see that the Chsharti called Niskay. The person who did it last is Chayav for the whole thing. Why don't we say that's the Rebbe of the Mishnah of Chsharti Mitzvah Niskay is Chayav Tikdash when we call Niskay? So that's the Gemara, either B'Ktala like Hamayri, or Iba Yisema B'Plukta like Hamayri. We didn't want to say this case either because we're not talking about Ktala. Or we're not talking about plukta, the vayiv or kimna the like rabbi the like rabbi. We said the amid aleph like one lashon that the mishnah is the like rabbi. We might like rabbi karabonim mukmina. So that's not like the dasa rabbi against the dasa yachid. We can set down the mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir like karabonim like mukmina. But the zetzanayin like the das harabim, the dasa yachid and the dasa rabbim that we don't want to do. So the shaila here. If he call us Sar B'nei Adam, we pass like the Chachamim, Kulam Tekurim. And the kasha that the Rishonim ask that this is Saiser a Gemara on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. And in Nun Gimel Amid Beis, there's a case where a person or an animal pushes another person into a bar, and Shav Adam Shadach Bei Labar. That Reuven dug a bar, and Shimon came, Shimon and Levi, or Shimon and Levi Shar, came and they pushed someone into the bar. So the din is kulam chayavim. Everybody's chayav. They split the hezek. The kasha is, why over there do they split the hezek? And over here, kulam pturim. Right there, what's the case? So the case is actually three people hurt somebody together. There's a bar, a person, Reuven dug a bar. Shimon has a shar, and Levi's standing here. So Reuven's bar, Shimon's shar, and Levi all pushed someone into a bar and hurt him. So the halach is, they're all chayiv. They split the cost of the hezek. Because the bar was mazik, the shar was mazik, the other was mazik. Frakti Rajba, that why is that different? He koasar b'nei adam b'asem akla, it's kulam p'turim. They were saying if 10 people heard him, they're all potter. And they were saying if 3 people heard him, they split the cost. So why here also don't we say 10 people heard him? They should split the cost. They should split the schaibus. So the Rajba answers with a nice side. He says the difference is. The difference? No, it's Pashat or it's hot. Huh? It's Nisa, but it's the same thing by Nezikin. The same thing by Nezikin. Because Sarah is by Nezikin too. It's quite interesting, it's actually the second to Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Rajba holds that's the same thing by Nezikin. Who? Rashi says that Yehuda has a pasuk, the Rabbanan have a pasuk. It's not clear how they would hold by Nezikin, which way it is by Nezikin. Yeah, Zichah the price is talking about Misa, but the assumption is that's the same din by Nezikin. That's the Rajba's assumption. Okay, the Rajba makes the following shalak. The Rashba on Daftan Gimel makes the chilek between, if he says if 10 people would grab one makel and hit a person and to break his arm, so then they'd all be chayiv and you'd split it among the 10 of them. The 10 of them did one maisa together. If 10 people do one maisa together, then they're all chayiv and they split the hezek. The same thing on Daftan Gimel. Daftan Gimel, there was one maisa hezek. A person was pushed into a bar. The bar is chayiv, the person is chayiv, the shor is chayiv. The Agimara, where we judge each person separately, was talking in a case where 10 people hit him with SM Aklos. Each person did a separate maisa. Just, they all hit him in the arm, and his arm was broken. So we don't know which hit. One hit ended up breaking the arm. We don't know which one of their hits was the one that was the one that broke it. So kulam p'turim. So the chilek is, if 10 people did it, did one maisa, then they're all chayim. If 10 people did 10 maisim, then they're 10 people did 10 maisim, then they're potter. And this klal applies in a number of other places. One place is in Hilchos Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer brings this Rashba in a tshuva, but the Geya exactly the same shaila in Hilchos Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer is in Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Kuf Tzadik Beis. It's Ois Hey. The tshuva is Avnei Nezer, very geshmaka piece. He says the halacha is that if two people carry together, let's say two people carry a heavy, something, Zaini Yachov, they carry a heavy table. And the two people are carrying it, and each person by himself was unable to carry it. So two people carry on Shabbos, the Chayiv. If Zaini Yachov, two people carry out something from Shesarabim to Shesarabim, then they're both Chayiv. Rav Nezer says, Hani Mili, where they did one maisa, the two of them together. He has another case. He says, let's say a deer runs into a room. Now, if you close the door of the room, then you're Chayef Fitzeda. What happens if there's a double door? And two people, one person closes one door, the other one simultaneously, the two of them close the two doors. Are they chayiv at Seida? Is it shnayim shaso that they should both be chayiv? If it's shnayim shaso by shzayin yachol, is any yachol was chayiv? So are you chayiv? So the idea that Dr. Avinu Nezer would be potter based on our Rashba's yisoid. The yisoid of the Rashba is that when you say the whole ma'isa is nigra to each, when the two of them are doing the whole ma'isa together, but when two of them, each one's doing half a ma'isa, that's Iko Asar b'nei Adam b'Esem Aklois, and then you're potter.
But Esem Aklois, the first one we did, technically could have something wrong.
Could have, yeah.
But the doors, closing one door is never going to get
Asar. Right. But he saw Asar b'nei Adam b'Esem Aklois, we're not sure who broke the arm. We're not sure which one did it.
It probably is only one person. And one person alone can do it. Here, closing only one door will never get inside.
So therefore what? So therefore it should be more chalitik, you mean?
Well, no, then both men, the Z'yaf should, and then it should be chayav by Shabbos. Because Z'yaf should, Z'yaf should, Z'yaf should. Only one way to get the table across the street is the two people to carry. One way to close the door.
Yeah, but the only way that you chayav on Shabbos is the whole ma'isa is nigra to you. If you're responsible for the entire ma'isa. So when two people carry one thing, saying you can be responsible for the whole ma'aseh. But when two people are carrying zayni yachol, so why you chayiv? So the halacha is that you chayiv. Why? Because the whole ma'aseh is considered to be your ma'aseh, and the whole ma'aseh is going to be his ma'aseh. Because each other person couldn't do it without you, and you couldn't do it without him. But two doors. But that's called zayni yachol. Now his closing couldn't. What he did could not be a tzeder, couldn't be tzeder the animal, either couldn't be tzeder the animal. If the two of them together close the door, heavy door, so then it's one ma'aseh is nigra after each one. That's also zayni yachol, because each person's ma'aseh is not able to do a tzeder. You know, he could close the other door, but he's not chayav, he could have. So, So he makes the same shilik. We had last year in Bava Metzia a few similar cases. There was also a Ramban in Bava Basra by Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka requires Nahal Gadar Upara at certain Maisim in a field. So there also the Ramban was Mechalik. If two people put up a Geder in a field, whatever, I don't know what how much of a Geder you need, whatever the Geder is needed for Kinyan Chazaka. If they both picked up the Geder and put it down together, he says that's a Kinyan Chazaka for each of them. But if each one built half the Geder at the same time, then neither one did a Kinyan Chazaka. Each one did half of a Kinyan Chazaka, which is not a Kinyan Chazaka. So the he brings a Ramban. He brought a third Makar from Bava Metzia. I remember there was one Makar from Bava Kama, one from Bava Metzia, one from Bava Basra. So one here from Bava Kama is the Rashba. The one from Bava Basra is not got the appearances there is the Ramban. I think the case of Bava Metzia was talking where two people pick up a Metzia together. Same Hagdara, they pick up a talus together. So the Gemara says that really they're not kaina. The only kaina because migul de zachin nashi zachin lechavre. But be'etzem, if not for migul de zachin nashi zachin lechavre, there wouldn't be kaina if two people pick up a talus together. So there we said the same chilek that if the two people pick up a talus, where each one could pick up the talus, so then it's not a whole mice. But if the two of them pick up a heavy thing together, that then it would be a kinyan for each of them. Each one would be kind of half, because it's one maisa that they do together. They both get credit for the maisa, and therefore it would be a kinyan for both of them. That's the Hagdara, and that's the Avnei Nezer's rule, that wherever each person by himself is in any yachal, you do one maisa together, that one maisa together is nigrar after everybody. So that's the klal here, so that's the Torah here on the fifth case. That what I would like to do, these two sugyas, these five cases in the previous, we learned a number of you say this. I made sheets. Actually, the top half of the sheet is the same thing I gave out the first time. I added the second half, these five cases. I'd like for everyone to chazer. Probably the best thing would be, especially this time of the year, is to have a bechina on it afterwards, just as a taiva to you to help the chazara along. So I'd like that it shouldn't take so long to chaz. There's all things that we just learned. It's all fresh, and just be prepared for this in early next week on it. And it's a good chazar. If you say this, I'll give you how good you say this. So we'll make it better. Okay. So we'll do that at the beginning of next week, and then the sugya of Chas Nevela, we're going to start moving a little more quickly, although the sugya of Chas Nevela is also an important sugya. Alright, so I guess Sunday and the first day for Monday we'll spend on Chazara, and just go through the cases. It should go quickly, these cases, I guess Monday at the end of first day. Alright?